You know, there are things out there, ladies and gentlemen, that threaten exactly what we stand for and what we're good at. Let's admit we're good at one thing. I think our public education system is fabulous. I do. Can we make it better? You bet. Can we respect our teachers more? Yes. Can we back them more? Yes. Do we have great public teachers now? Yes. Could we help to make sure that more people are there to help them? Yes. There's a lot of things we can do in public education, but what we can't really argue about is whether or not the dedication and the process are there that are allowing you, the people that are products of all this, to succeed. I mean, you're succeeding in large part because we've got a good public education system. Then enter someone in for political purposes. Katrina Wigfall is just that person. They're out there spewing things for political purposes. And so basically what she's doing is she's going on a tour. She's going to Wapton. She's going to Grand Forks. She's going to West Fargo. She's going to Fargo. And basically what she's doing is making money and making popularity for herself by screaming about indoctrination of children. Now, when something like this happens, the first call I make is to Nick Archuleta. I want to talk to Nick Archuleta because Nick is the voice of reason. You've heard him guest host this show. He is the president of North Dakota United, an educator himself, married to an educator, somebody who there's a lot of students out there said he was good at his job, and now there's a lot of teachers that say he's good at his job. So let's bring him in. Nick, good to have you back on News and Views.
Great to be back, Joel. Thank you.
What in the heck is this all about? I mean, want to talk about trouble looking for trouble. That's what it smells like to me.
Well, it certainly smells the same way to me, Joel. I think what you're seeing here is an outside group of basically they're outside agitators is what they are. And they get paid to do this sort of thing. They are sort of the mercenaries of the culture wars, if you will. They want to come to North Dakota and create as much chaos as they possibly can and undermine institutions like education in North Dakota. North Dakota has some wildly successful public schools. I mean, our public school system is as good as any in the country. In fact, the last polling I saw on this from Gallup was a couple of years ago, and 89% of North Dakota parents rated their school as good or excellent. So what you're seeing from this organization called the Center of the American Experiment is, I think, an attempt to come in and undermine the good work that public school teachers, education support professionals, administrators, and school boards do in North Dakota every single day.
So what is she looking for? What is this group, other than political notoriety, other than, you know, the what you want leading into an election, saying, oh, this is a way to divide us? I mean, what's her problem? Why is she going to go around my state bashing public schools?
Well, I think to some measure, there are it's the way for them to generate revenue, for one thing. If you take a look at how the organizations like this think tank, and I used my air quotes there, like the Center of American Experiment, they are funded by and large by the Policy Network and the, you know, ALEC is out there. They're aligned with them. And they have a lot of corporate masters out there. So what they want to do is to eventually help privatize public education. Well, in North Dakota, that is not an option. We have an excellent public school system in our state, and we are committed to making it even better.
So, again, what's to fix? That's what I'm struggling with. They're out there talking about, oh, my God, you and the rest of the teachers out there are indoctrinating our children. Where's the evidence? Why would anyone attend one of these meetings?
Well, Joel, there is no evidence that points out that North Dakota schools are failing horribly. They are not. So basically what you're seeing here is just an example of attack on public education. And this is all about politics. It's not about education at all. I would be surprised if anybody at the Center for American Experience has even visited a North Dakota public school, talked with the students there, talked with the teachers there or the administrators. This is at least in my view, this is just flat-out politics and politics of its worst kind.
Well, and here's my problem, why I get so passionate about it, Nick, because we've got teachers that are out there basically on the front lines, and everybody's pointing out that, hey, we're losing teachers. And so then you bring a woman like this in with the whole, hey, they're indoctrinating my children. The critical race theory, the whole thing that she can't back with fact. You do that. Some of these teachers are going to say, you know what? I don't need this crap. I mean, somebody's got to have my back. Somebody's got to point out that this woman is bat whatever, crazy. I mean, until you do that, we could lose more teachers out of this.
You're not kidding, Joel. And let me just remind everybody that's listening about a survey that North Dakota United did of our members back in January. So it's a fairly recent survey. 90% of the teachers, when they were hired, saw themselves as retiring as an educator after a long career in education. In January, that number had fallen from 90% down to 41%. And even more, shocking to me anyway, was that in that age 30 to 39 demographic, that number went from 91% to 26%. That should be very, very concerning. And in that same survey, we asked the question about political discourse around education and how, for those people that were considering leaving the profession, fully 90% of them listed the political discourse around education, 90% listed that as a factor in their decision to leave the profession. So what we're seeing here with Ms. Wigfall and her organization, the American Experiment, is the fact that they want to come in, they want to gin up this antagonism, and at a time when we really can't afford it. We are in a teacher shortage. We have to be doing those things that we can do to attract more young people into the profession, as well as to retain the teachers that we have. And it is at an emergency status right now. If you take a look at what's going on across the state, there are fewer applicants, even in the larger districts that tend to pay a little bit better. There are fewer applicants for each opening. In some small school districts, and I visited with the superintendent recently at Newtown, he mentioned that they didn't get a single applicant for a position they had open. And in fact, in many of those communities in the western part of our state and in the northern part of our state, those more rural areas, they've turned to hiring teachers from the Philippines on J-1 visas to come in and teach American school children. So this is exactly the wrong time, Joel, for people from out of state to come in and start ginning up and agitating just to further their narrow political agenda.
Well, and I would argue with you that there, or at least, you know, plead with the general public out there and make an argument against attending these. I mean, they're going to be in Wapton, West Fargo, Fargo, Grand Forks. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not going to tell you when, because quite frankly, I don't want anybody to attend them. I want the signal sent to her and anybody who's beating that drum that we've got a great public school system here in North Dakota. We've got good teachers. We've got great kids. They're turning out a great product. We're succeeding at this thing called life, in large part because we're good at what we do here in North Dakota. And we don't need her coming into our state to tell us how bad our public school system is. Nick?
Certainly not. And this is a time, too, where teachers and parents, I mean, they're a team in their students' education. And those parents that express the satisfaction with their schools, they know that. They know that if they want to know something about their what's being taught in their school, they just call the teacher, email the teacher, attend a school board meeting, get involved in local school board elections. In North Dakota, I don't know of another state that is as transparent about their curriculum or as transparent about their practices than North Dakota. Our public schools do a wonderful job. They have done a wonderful job. And if we can continue to go forward in partnership with our parents and our communities that we serve, we can, and working in the best interest of that child, putting that child at the center of everything, we will be successful and continue to be successful. It's zero help to our state, to our communities, to our schools, to our teachers, to have these outside agitators show up in our state trying to make trouble where none exists.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can convey the message that I know I speak for the vast majority of the News and Views listening audience, that we thank our teachers for what they do. We don't need her coming in for political purposes, for some people that want to get on school boards, for some people that want to go out there and stir that, oh my God, our school is gone to hell in a handbasket. We don't need her doing that at a time when we're so desperate to hang on to teachers and teachers that are doing a great job. So, Nick, thank you. Thank you, and tell them thank you as well.
I sure will, Joel. Thank you so much for having us today.
You bet.